got a friend closer than a brother. There is no judgment, oh how he loves me. I've got a friend and he is my strength. Father, I come before you today and I lift up each and every person listening. I ask that you open their ears, that you open their hearts, that you open their minds so that they can take your word and come back to you and get discernment, wisdom, and understanding. I give you glory. I give you praise because without you, I would not be able to do this. And I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey there, it's Anna with God's Podcast, and today I want to talk about something that I saw on TikTok. It seriously irked me. It seriously pissed me off. I was furious. A church was talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ and how they cannot and will not use the word resurrection, blood of Christ, or Calvary. Now tell me, how are you supposed to explain what happened in the Bible if you cannot use those words in church? And their reasoning was they did not want to make someone feel like an outsider. They didn't want to make somebody feel uncomfortable or like they didn't belong to the church. I'm sorry. What? We have such a big problem in the world today. This reasoning right here, trying to be politically correct in church, is absolutely, excuse my French, but asinine. There is no reason for us to be politically correct in church. When did talking about God or Jesus become a political thing? I am sorry, but the Bible is very clear. And deciding when someone is uncomfortable or an outsider or doesn't belong, and you decide to change the meaning of Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection is absolutely wrong, is absolutely insane. Jesus suffered a horrific sacrifice for each one of us. If you feel uncomfortable, if you feel that you don't belong because of these words that are being used, if you feel convicted, that is exactly how it's supposed to make you feel. God sacrificed his life for yours, for mine, for us. So you should feel uncomfortable. You should feel like an outsider. You should feel like all the warm and fuzzies aren't around you because God sacrificed his life for us. He was crucified on a cross that he had to carry. After he had been beaten and beaten and beaten, this is Satan's way of confusing us, of making us go in the wrong direction of what the Bible tells us. This is Satan coming in between the word of God so that you can feel comfortable, that you can feel safe, that you can feel like you deserve not to hear what the truth is. I'm sorry, people, but being politically correct in church, being politically correct about the Bible is absolutely wrong. The truth from the Bible needs to be clear. The truth from the Bible needs to come from the Bible. There is no tiptoeing around it. It is not a fancy book of rainbows and unicorns. It is a book of telling you the truth of what happened, of our fall, of what happens over and over and how we fail, and that God's promise one day is going to happen. But you have to be willing to open that Bible and understand what God is telling you, what God put before you, the blueprint he gave you. You know, we go into this life as a teenager and not knowing anything. We grow up, we get married. We don't know how to be a wife or a husband. We end up having children and we don't know how to be parents because there is no blueprint for those things. You learn as you go and you call upon God to help you with those things. But God gave us a blueprint. He gave us the Bible. He gave us all the answers that were put right in front of us. So when I tell you, when I saw this TikTok, I wasn't going to name the church because I didn't want to be a part of that, even putting it out there, but I'm going to name the church because I do not want you to fall under a false pastor, a false truth of what he's telling you, because it is all lies. It is Evolution Church, and Stephen Furtick is the pastor. And when I tell you this is absolutely wrong, this is absolutely false, you could not take these words out of the Bible. You cannot take these words out of Jesus's crucifixion or resurrection. This is all Satan to do anything for you not to follow God. This is all Satan, because it is not for us to change the words of the Bible or how to use the words. It is not up to us to apply our interpretation to fit our lives of what we think the Bible tells us. No, the Bible is supposed to make you feel uncomfortable. It is supposed to make you feel conflicted, uneasy, because we are all sinners and we all need to repent daily. And we all need to be guided because we live in a fallen world that Satan is roaming around in. I'm telling you, I don't know what is happening to this world other than saying that Satan is here to try to take it over, try to take each one of us over. And it is up to us to not allow him to do that. But it is also up to us to know when somebody is actually lying and not telling us the truth. It is up to you, it is up to me to not follow false pastors, false people saying they are Christians, because what they are saying is a lie. And I'm going to say this about Jesus's crucifixion and resurrection. Over the Easter weekend, I watched the movie on the History Channel that it played over and over and over about Jesus's crucifixion and his resurrection. And when I tell you, emotions came over me, tears began to fill my eyes, my heart sank. It ached for Jesus to sit there and watch him suffer and not be able to do anything, to get beaten, to be pushed around like he was nothing, to be mocked, to have to carry that cross when he suffered under the hands of his captors, to watching each nail get pounded in, bang, 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 one after the other, to having to hang on that cross, to die a slow death. Could you imagine being a mother, a friend, an apostle, a bystander sitting there, and you could do nothing for him? I could not sit there. And just as I'm getting emotional now, because God gave us his only son, Jesus sacrificed his life for us. How could they do this to him? Knowing that they hand over to die a man who was innocent, who did not deserve to die this way, to suffer this way, but it was God's will, God's plan. And Jesus surrendered it all for us. Even in his last breath, even in his last hours, he prayed for us and said we did not know what we were doing. And we didn't. We didn't understand what was happening, but God did. And God did it for us. And how powerful is God's message he gave to us? What a sacrifice that was made just for us. If Jesus' story does not bring you to tears or does not make you emotional or doesn't touch you like it should, I pray that the Holy Spirit fills you so his story and what he did for you truly touches you. Jesus' sacrifice is a gift we never can repay. But the beauty of it is a gift, and God doesn't ask us to repay it. He only asks us to accept the gift. So open your hearts, open your life, your soul to him. Surrender it all to him today. I know I say this so much, but it is so important. It is so literally life or death. I know I talk about Satan quite a bit, and it's scary, but the Bible talks about him as well, over and over, and what we refer to as hell. In Revelations, it talks of this clearly. There is no mistaking. In Revelations 20:10-14, and the devil who deceived them was thrown into a lake of burning sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet had been thrown. They will be tormented day and night, forever and ever. Then I saw a great white throne, and him who was seated on it. The earth and the heavens fled from his presence, and there was no place for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up, and the dead that were in them, and each person was judged according to what they had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. Anyone's name who was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. Can you imagine suffering forever, day and night, all day long, over and over? That will be what happens to you if you follow Satan. I am telling you all this because we are living in a time of darkness. We are living in a time where we need to kneel before our Father and ask for forgiveness. It is a time to be consumed by Him and repent, for we are all sinners and we sin daily. I am not only talking to those who don't have a relationship with Him, those who don't have a strong relationship with Him, but to all of us, because we all need to repent and we all need to keep trying again and again every single day. We all need to be forgiven each day. We all need to come to our Father in prayer and ask for it. This brings me to the TikTok I saw the other day. And when I say this humbled me, this hit me like a ton of bricks. It asked the question, if you knew how powerful your prayers are, would you pray more often? If you knew how powerful your prayers are, would you pray more often, or would you pray differently? In James 5:16, it talks about the prayers of a righteous man availeth much, meaning your prayers are powerful. Your prayers are being heard. Your prayers can move mountains. So why aren't you praying for those around you, for yourself, for your loved ones, for your enemies? You should be constantly praying, because your prayers are powerful, because your God is powerful, because through your prayers, God works. Just like it states in the Bible, through your God, through Jesus, you too can move mountains. I know I'm passionate, and I am always telling you to go to God, to repent, to surrender, to give your life to Him. And I tell you these things because I am passionate. And I'm telling you these things because it is life or death. You will either be with God or you're going to be with Satan, suffering forever in the lake of fire for eternity, day and night, being tormented, being tortured over and over again. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer to it all. Accept Jesus Christ into your heart. Accept that He is the Son of God who sacrificed His life for you. Repent your sins and surrender to God. Give your life to God. It will change everything. It's not going to make life easier, but it will change your life. It will change your heart, and it will change those around you. My prayer for you today is, Lord, I come before you and I lift up each and every person to you. I ask that you guide them, that you give them the wisdom, that you give them the nudge that they may need to surrender their lives to you, that they ask for forgiveness and they repent and they get on those knees, Father, because you are the only way. You are the Alpha, the Omega, the maker of heaven and earth. And for that, I praise you. I glorify you, because without you, nothing is possible, but through you, all things are possible. Lord, I ask you to continue to walk with them, carry them if they need to, go before them, go behind them. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. So until next time, keep Bibling, keep spreading God's word, and surrender your life to God. Don't be scared. Stand up for what the Bible says. Be his disciple. Thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. And we'll talk to you next time. I've got a friend closer than a brother. There is no judgment. Oh, how he loves me. I've got a friend, and he is my strength.